Hello there. Welcome to the Saturday edition of the Gary Zimek Show. It is now. We are now entering in, to the final week of our preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary, day 27. Yes, we are at day 27 today. This week, we kick off, beginning today, a week, 7 days, devoted to studying the life of Jesus Christ, getting to know Jesus. We just spent 7 days getting to know Mary. Now it's time to make sure we know Jesus. I want to thank you for hanging in there with me. Today's show is 15 minutes. So I've got a lot of material to cover. I want to read a little introduction about this final week. I'm going to get right to it. Let's begin with a very brief prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, we invite you into our hearts. We invite you to help us. We ask you to come alive to help us to get to know Jesus throughout the week. Holy Spirit, I ask you to speak through me and help us to adequately prepare for our total consecration. Amen. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good St. Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, got a lot to do today. We're going to look at a little meditation on knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's get right to it. Again, I'm Gary Zimek, and I want to thank you for participating with us on this journey. The numbers look good this year. A lot of people are hanging in there with us, which is a good thing. There's always a little bit of a drop-off, but this year, I will say, is about the most consistent I've seen it. So we must be doing something right. You're doing something right. Knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're going to look at Preparation for Total Consecration, the book by Father Hugh Gillespie today. And Father puts out some questions, and then he has some more material. Can we love someone we do not even know? Can we love deeply someone we know only vaguely? Why is Jesus, the adorable, eternal, and incarnate wisdom, loved so little, if not because he is either too little known or not known at all? Let's hear, and it's a really good question. I mean, do we really know Jesus? We say we do, but let's spend 7 days really trying to get to know him. Here's some thoughts. Jesus Christ has been the motivation for undertaking this process of preparation. Jesus Christ is the goal of this process, and it has been the grace of Jesus Christ that has guided and sustained us throughout these several weeks. And of course, these are the words of Father Hugh Gillespie. If we have been trying to empty ourselves of the self-serving spirit of the world, it is precisely so that we may be filled with the Spirit of Jesus Christ. The grace of self-knowledge for which we have been praying stems from the recognition that we can only come to know the full truth of ourselves in and through our relationship with Jesus Christ. In learning to surrender ourselves into the care of the Blessed Mother, we have been learning how to live in accordance with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, who is the first to surrender himself to her care. That's a great point, one that we should honestly acknowledge. The fact that Jesus Christ surrendered himself to the care of the Blessed Mother. We as Christian men and women, who are we called to imitate? We're called to imitate Jesus. That's why we make our total consecration. All right, Father Gillespie continues, it is here that the true power and the hidden genius of Father de Montfort's spirituality of consecration are opened to us. Those who can learn to identify so strongly with the Lord as to participate in his very own act of radical and trust-filled surrender of himself into the care of the Blessed Mother will come to know Jesus in a remarkably intimate way. That's why we're doing what we're doing. He goes on to say, there can be therefore no true knowledge of Jesus Christ that does not involve the knowledge of his cross. The cross is, in the words of Father de Montfort, the greatest secret of the King, the key to unlocking the mysteries of Jesus Christ. That is why the spirit of the world, which is opposed to the self-giving spirit of the cross, cannot know Jesus Christ. Those who have begun to empty themselves in trust-filled surrender to Our Lady, however, are formed by the self-giving spirit of the cross and armed with this key, can begin to enter into the very heart of the life of Christ. One must be warned, however, that just as Father de Montfort insists that our knowledge of Christ be genuinely personal, so too he insists that our knowledge of the cross likewise be personal and experiential. All right, I want to read one last thing before we launch into the meditation of today. So, obviously, we're going to learn about the cross. And I've said this before, we cannot claim to be followers, good followers of Christ, if we're running away from the cross. The cross is central to the life of Christ. So we can't claim to follow Jesus if we're not going where he goes, right? And he goes through the cross. That's how he gets to heaven, through the cross. That's how we're going to get there too. The intimately connected mysteries of the incarnation and the cross of Jesus Christ are the anchor points between which the reflections of this week will take place. However, in addition to working through the daily exercises of this week, one must also take into account the fact that the day for making the act of total consecration is drawing near, which is something that I've been emphasizing. It is drawing near. As noted in the introduction to this book, it's important to spend a bit of time thinking about how and where one will do this. It is also important to make arrangements to celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation prior to praying the act of total consecration, so that one's act of self-gift and surrender to the Lord Jesus through the hands of his mother can be an act that is made with a heart that is truly unburdened and a spirit that is truly free. Now, it is not absolutely mandatory that you go to confession before you make your total consecration, but I am going to strongly recommend it, as does Father Gillespie. You want to be as pure as possible when you go into this act of giving your entire life, all of your merits, everything you can possibly give to the Blessed Mother, you will be giving to her on October the 7th. What you want to make sure of is that you are not giving her a bunch of junk as well. I was trying to think of the right word. I wasn't sure the best word to use, but that's what I went with, junk. Let's get rid of the junk. Let's do a little spring cleaning in the fall, and let's go to confession. Again, not mandatory, but strongly encourage that you get to confession. Okay? With that in mind, let's look at the meditation for today, day 27, which is, I'm going to use Father Gillespie's book for this, just seems to make sense, the beginning and the end, Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. So we start this week devoted to Jesus Christ by thinking about this. Scripture, John 15, verses 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus is the vine. You and me, we're the branches. The branches had better be attached to the vine. Otherwise, the branches are going to die. Where does Christ's life lead? It leads to the cross. We're going to have to go there. There will be suffering. Let's accept it. There's always suffering. Everybody's got some kind of suffering. But if you accept the suffering that you have been given and unite it with the suffering of Christ, give it up to him, if you do that, you are going to grow as close to him as humanly possible. What a great ability, great privilege do we have to be able to unite our suffering with the Lord's. Some thoughts from St. Louis. Jesus, our Savior, true God and true man, must be the ultimate end for all our other devotions. Otherwise, they would be false and misleading. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end of everything. For in him alone dwells the entire fullness of the divinity and the complete fullness of grace, virtue, and perfection. In him alone we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. He is the only teacher from whom we must learn, the only Lord on whom we should depend, the only head to whom we should be united, and the only model that we should imitate. He is the only physician that can heal us, the only shepherd that can feed us, the only way that can lead us, the only truth that we can ever believe, the only life that can animate us. He alone is everything to us, and He alone can satisfy all our desires. We are given no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. God has laid no other foundation for our salvation, perfection, and glory than Jesus. Every edifice which is not built on that firm rock is founded on shifting sands and will certainly fall sooner or later. Every one of the faithful who is not united to Him is like a branch broken from the stem of the vine. It falls and withers and is fit only to be burnt. If we live in Jesus, and Jesus lives in us, we need not fear damnation, neither angels in heaven, nor men on earth, nor devils in hell. No creature whatever can harm us, for no creature can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. Through Him, with Him, and in Him, we can do all things and render all honor and glory to the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. We can make ourselves perfect and be for our neighbor a fragrance of eternal life. And now the question. In the decisions that you make every day, do you unite yourself with Jesus? In your daily activities, in your work, do you remain united with Christ? What separates you from Jesus? Now, obviously, in order to be able to fully understand this question, what has to happen? You have to get to know Jesus. That's a very challenging thing for some of us, but it's something we're all called to do. And that's why we're going to spend this time for the rest of the week looking more closely at the life of Christ. And I invite you to spend time with Him. Let's just not read about Him. Let's speak to Him. Let's make sure we talk to Him. You should be speaking to Him every day. And you can keep it simple. Just talk to Him as you would a friend and ask Him to reveal Himself to you. You know, we forget that sometimes. We think we have to figure out Jesus on our own. But in reality, He wants to help us to understand Him and to grow closer to Him. But the best way you can do that is by accepting the crosses that you have been given, whatever they may be. All right, so that's your assignment for today. Tomorrow, we continue our walk through this final week where we look at the life of Christ. If you have any questions, please email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Please remember to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and consider supporting my work either by becoming a monthly sponsor, making a one-time donation, or signing up for my Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast. You can go to the podcast directly by going to podcastforwarriors.com. And I really like to push you a little bit on that. I know that I sound like, this really dates me, but I sound like a broken record, but I absolutely have a need. That's why I have to keep mentioning this. So I know you're listening. I know that you value the work that I do. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening, but I want it to be able to keep going. In order for it to keep going, I need you to help me out financially if you can. Supporting the podcast for Warriors is a big thing. I'm trying to get 15 more people to sign up for it. You could sign up for any number of different amounts. The most expensive is $25 a month, and you get copies of all six of my books. I will mail autographed copies of all six of my books, including the latest, the hardback one, Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's a $100 value. You're going to get all of those by signing up for $25 a month. So podcastforwarriors.com is the place to go to sign up for the podcast. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for everything else, including signing up to be a monthly sponsor or make a one-time donation. All right, I'm going to run. God willing, I will see you tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. Remember, the Lord's with you. Just make sure you talk to Him. God bless. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.